Blog Talk Radio.
What day is it? Is it Wednesday?
Yes. Oh, no.
No, what?
Oh, no. It is Wednesday.
Just wanted to know the date. That's all. I didn't want to know for any particular reason.
I'm numb. Get out alive.
Get out alive.
Dragons!
Y'all know it wasn't going to be that easy. Good morning, people!
Yay! Oh, my God. I'm awake. I swear. I didn't sleep in like I did yesterday, so hey.
BT's dragging a little bit this morning, so.
There it goes. I was like, where's the music? Are we going to start the show with no music? All right.
Oh, no, I can't start with no music at all.
Are you kidding me?
Like a little overly hyper. I mean, my eyes still sleepy, but my body.
You are. You're like so excited. And I'm all like, no.
That's right. I give you some. I'm still dancing, by the way, my chair.
That's awesome. No. I'm awake, but oh my God.
It's cold, is what it is. That's why also why I'm moving around. It is extremely cold. I had to put Kittenatrix away. Sometimes I'll hold her in my lap. You know, get a little warmth going, but
aww,
no, she was kneading my legs. No, she was kneading my legs. You know how they do with those long-ass claws she's got. Oh, you missed. Was it you yesterday I was talking to when she was being pissed? Oh, no. No, you weren't. Okay, she decided she was going to grab some of Baby Natrix's dolly clothes.
Oh my God! Tell me, you dressed her up in dolly clothes.
No, it was Monster High doll, so they were too small. But the point is that you don't f with Baby Nature's with Monster High clothes, okay? She does not play. That's it's Minecraft and it's Monster High, and I was trying to get them away from Kit Natrix, and a fight broke out. And when I say a fight broke out, I'm not exaggerating. She started fighting me, and she was meh, and I was like, no, let it go, meh. It was hilarious.
That is awesome. I love that cat. I'm going to like steal that cat and bring it over so I can play with mine because
she is
girl.
She's sassy. Oh.
Well, you know, I've got my whole treadmill set up so that I can walk on the treadmill and play video games because I'm spoiled brat like that, right? My cat jumps up in the window next to the treadmill and is sitting there meowing at me, and I'm like, shh, don't stop, go away. She jumps from the windowsill on top of the treadmill. Like the top of the treadmill, and is batting at my screen above the treadmill to get the cursor. She wanted the cursor on the screen.
Well, there.
Woman, get off my treadmill. Stop attacking my computers.
You called a woman? She's not a woman. She's a cat.
Well, actually, probably to call her a woman. I tend to call her names, but not very nice, and I cannot repeat during the morning. God, she gets into everything. I opened up the door the other day for like 2 seconds, I don't remember what I was doing. But anyway, she runs out, and then I have to go chase her. It's like, fuck. She can't stand it. There are birds outside. It's spring. She wants them so, so badly. And I refuse to let her be an outside cat. So
she chatter to them?
Yes, and to me. No, no, no. No, I'm not letting you out. No. Were you here with me the other day on Skype when she did the whole jump in the window thing where, like, she tried to jump through the glass?
Yeah, mine does that, and then she bounced off because that's what mine does.
And it sounds horrible.
And then they take off running like she did something to them. Bam!
Yes, she's looking at me like, oh, that's all your fault. I'm not the one who tried to jump through glass.
I always find that hilarious. She does it at least once a day. She'll jump up and bam!
I love her. She's adorable, but I swear to God, she's got the short stick syndrome. It's like, ugh.
And like I tell y'all, this is the first cat ever. Anyone in my entire family, we don't do cats. We're usually dog people.
Cats are awesome.
She's definitely interesting. Like I said, I'm still adjusting even after her being here a year. Some things I don't understand. But she does have some dog tendencies, which I don't understand either. The neighbor knocked day before yesterday, and she goes to the door and is. Are you kidding me? You're gonna
That's
run away.
That's cute, though. That is cute.
She's gonna run away as soon as I open the door. So what's the point? You're not gonna fight.
And also get a kick out of it that she'll curl up with me in the other room and watch TV. Like she will stare at the screen while we are. It's hilarious.
Oh, see.
Do you have news?
I got some. Well, there's not much. I had to scrape. I got a few things. This one I gotta share because I know this is gonna get you all up in the high register.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so are y'all ready for news? By the way, y'all want to keep talking about kittens? Hey, welcome to the Kitten Show. Lunch with Ginger and Corey and the kittens.
I know, right? It's all about kittens. Last night was all about sex, and if you missed that, well, I'll just go back on Twitch and find it.
There you go. talking to Blaster here. Good morning there, Blaster.
Good morning, Blaster. Well, if you want me to, I can jump in because I got some news.
Nope. I got to tell this story. Okay.
All right.
So Microsoft is releasing some information about what they want Kinect to be all about, to do, to where to go. Say where we wanted to go, but we can't say that on daytime radio. But Craig Mundy, who's a senior advisor to the CEO at Microsoft, told The Verge that you want to be as cheap as possible and physically as small as possible. Yes, they're talking about the Kinect. He says his dream is to get a Kinect into the bezel of something like the Surface tablet. He added that the company can also see a path towards including the technology in laptops, despite the technical difficulties that such a task presented. The report also hinted that the reporter had seen a Kinect 2 at The Verge as featuring a smaller, more slender sensor, you know, the one that looks like the Wii sensor bar. But Microsoft refused to confirm that it was, in fact, the next-generation version of the device. Industry rumors have suggested that the next-generation Xbox will come equipped with a new and improved Kinect camera. In fact, the latest leaks on the new Microsoft machine list better resolution, a new infrared sensor, and an upgrade to the USB 3.0 and better color and depth systems.
I don't know what to think about that. For the most part, American companies, unless you're Nintendo, stop the whole smaller is better because y'all cannot do it correctly.
They don't.
You can't. And I totally said y'all. Oh, I'm sleepy. Anyways, you cannot do that correctly. And that is just not going to work. The Xbox, the reason why it red rings half the time is because y'all are trying to make it smaller and not compensating for the heat. So you have to put the Xbox on the shelf all by itself and make sure it has plenty of ventilation.
Mine does.
Or that thing, like, totally red rings in about 15 minutes.
And low to the floor so that it can get all the cool air.
Yes.
Which is bad when you have kittens in the house, because guess what happens when the Xbox is on? Oh, what's that pretty green light?
Yes.
That was my rendition of the Xbox startup song.
Yeah, me and the kitty had that conversation once, and I think she figured out real quick. Do not mess with Mama's toys.
Somebody decided to play with the Kinect because you know how it moves.
Uh huh.
That's what got her attention.
Uh oh.
Cat, I will cut you. Cut you and make beef jerky. No. No, you will not touch the Kinect. No.
Oh, hello, Ural. Hello, Ural.
Where be Ural?
Hey, Ural. I'm sorry.
Where be Ural?
People were in the Twitch chat room.
Hello there. Good morning. Good sir.
Good morning. Happy late birthday.
Again. We'll be saying that for the rest of the month.
Yes, yes. Why didn't you join us inside Second Life last night, Ural? We could have made you, like, all sexy, and you could have gotten your little sexy parts and all the fun stuff.
Because his significant other would have cut us. What you doing talking to three women?
Well, there's that.
Looking at pictures of grown-up parts. What is going on?
It was hilarious. I still say I want those little tassels. Anyway. Yes, and I'm still doing the whole little...
Yes, I know. That's why I'm laughing.
Oh, my God. Okay. Since we're not supposed to go too much into that, because it's in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me jump into this one. SimCity. Uh-oh. Apparently, y'all had a couple of little launch day boo-boos. Anyways, I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. They say, as is often the case with games that rely heavily on always online schemes, EA's SimCity had a little bit of trouble yesterday on its official launch day.
Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday, remember? How did it turn out?
well, we're gonna find out. EA's biggest problem seems to be related to its digital distribution platform, Origin, which has struggled to keep up with the fans' demands to buy and play the game on launch day. Users have encountered a number of problems today, including trouble downloading their digitally purchased copies and problems with unlocking physical copies of the game. Oh, see, that's not cool. If I have a physical copy, that thing had better unlock.
Immediately.
Marcel Haddam, whoever, global community manager, says we are still in the process of delivering SimCity to some U.S. customers, but the majority has been fulfilled. The official Origin Twitter account has also been giving status updates to the community. It said we are continuing to distribute SimCity as quickly as possible. You should receive your game within the next 1.5 hours.
Yeah, that we said on that yesterday. No update to that?
No, none so far. I want to know how that's going for you guys. Any other issues? I mean, because like Corey said, you SimCity fanatics are, you know, nuts.
They're hardcore.
Yeah. I don't know. I know Corey was already talking about it this morning. You were like, hands shaking, must play.
I am not going to play. I'm actually going to uninstall the beta version that I had. So I don't even see it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to look at it.
Oh.
I can't do it, man. I can't do it. That'd be trouble. Look at that. SimCity closed beta. That'd be trouble. It came out of beta quickly. I don't think they ever did an open beta. I'm going to need y'all to slow your roll there over EA.
Well, don't you know they can charge you for their betas now?
Well, I didn't pay for the beta. They, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, they release it without the open beta, and then pretty much you're paying to play their beta.
Well, yeah, they do. You know how they roll. I actually found out. I'm gonna skip the story I was gonna do because I want to talk about this software because there's been a lot of these coming out. There is a new software that's supposed to let you parents see what your kids are doing on Facebook. They've been trying to raise funding. It's called Custodio. Yes. I'm sorry. That's the name of the company. They create software that helps parents to keep an eye on their kids' online behavior, and mm-hmm. they managed to raise $1 million in a seed round of funding just today. The round was led by W8 Ventures. Now, Custodio, in case you can tell by the name, is based in Spain. And they said, keep in mind that families have more connected devices than the average small businesses did 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Before you say it's not needed. And they say they pride themselves on giving parents control over what apps can be used on those devices, how much time is spent on the device, as well as set up rules around device usage. And, of course, the kids will also be very unhappy to know that it lets parents watch what they're doing, specifically on Facebook and other social networking sites.
Oh, wow.
Yep, they can monitor Facebook chats, searches, as well as view browsing histories and which applications have been opened in any given session. Also up on VentureBeat, they said there's one called Dashboard that parents can use to control all of these devices, which may include tablets, the smartphones, the home computer that belongs to the child. It is currently only available on Windows and Droid. They said they'll get to the Mac version later. And again, they're based in Barcelona, Spain, and we're just
I totally approve of this. I think parents should know what your kids are doing online.
Well, I'm gonna tell you why this is not gonna work, because the parents don't know what the hell they're doing online, so they don't even know.
This is very, very, very true. This is very true.
They don't know how to get it. I was trying to see if they had a video up on that. I finally found a video on their site. I don't know if it's actually gonna show us anything that we don't already know, but I'll give it to Ginger. It's got loud sounds, by the way.
Loud sounds.
It's got loud sounds. I'm very, very sorry.
No. I was about to copy my own link. I do not need that up in our little window this morning.
Oh, really? And what were you looking at, tassels?
I gave it to you. Look at the chat. Okay. This is just a Vimeo.
It didn't load.
Oh, wait. There we go.
I was going to say it.
Yeah. I'm a little slow this morning. Oh, my God.
See, I told you it was loud. I said it was loud, Ginger. I did warn you.
You said loud, not like blaring my eardrums out.
See, that's their little presentation. I don't think it's going to... You know what? What did you do that I didn't see on Twitch? I just noticed your message. Mm-hmm.
You'll see in a second. You'll see in a second. You'll see, and then you'll go,
Anyway, I think this would do well if we can get a way to get the word out to parents. This they're going to have to do what most of the apps do. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's free, too.
Lose my voice. You see how easy that is?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's hot.
Ooh, and block time. Block time. Yeah, baby.
Block alert. They're going to have to find a way to get this on phones when they're bought. Like I told you, my Droid phone came with the apps where it's not really installed. It's just a link to install it on the Play Store. That's what they're going to have to do to get parents to do this. Or they're going to have to get the stores to start helping them promote it. I love the idea.
Why are you using the Kmart dots?
I don't know. I already have Miss Baby Natrix's phone so very low-jacked. She can't breathe, and I won't know about it. But I would be tempted. I'm tempted to take that stuff off and actually do it with this. If it tells me they have a location, where I can, find where she is, because I don't want to just monitor what she's doing. I also want to know where she is, the GPS locator and stuff. Little. But this stuff, and she's not allowed on Facebook or Twitter yet.
She shouldn't be.
No. She wants a Facebook page, like, bad. And I told her, if you do, it's going to be my extra page. You're not getting a page to yourself.
You're not kidding, right?
And I'll be watching it. When you're in the back room, I'll have your Facebook page open and mine.
She doesn't need a Facebook page at her age.
Yeah, she doesn't.
There's no reason for that.
No, I was like, your friends are not even on Facebook. You all are too little.
And the ones who are, the parents should be slapped. So.
It depends on what the page is. I know, like the guest that we had on, Krista, with her, the one that we had on that did her book, her baby has a Facebook page, but it's not actually her page. She's a baby. She's kind of posting.
Yeah, yeah. That's the exclusion. I wasn't really talking about parents who have a page for their kids, for like family members to know what the kids are up to.
You mean having a page of their own that they manage? No.
Yeah, yeah. A kid should not have management rights to a Facebook page at her age. There we go. That's what I meant.
But anyway, just so you know, again, this is free right now. They got their funding, so hopefully they do well. And they look to have a great translator, because it doesn't say a better way all your protect kids.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. I approve of this. I like it. Parents, get this. And if you don't know how to do it,
thumbs up.
Find me on Facebook.
Yeah, find me on Facebook. Her. You find her, because I'll be like, what?
Find me on Facebook. I will try to help if I have the time. Because
but you want me to do what? No.
For this, maybe that's when everything gets up and running again, maybe I will download this and do like a whole little tutorial on it, and we'll have it up on the web.
Well, you know what's also cool about this is they went kind of a little backwards with it. It's not just for Windows 7 and 8. It works all the way back to Windows XP.
See, that's amazing. That's amazing. Because I know some of you are still using XP.
I am.
Come out of the dark ages. 7 is amazing. Don't get 8.
Well, no, I have XP on this Vistas on one of the laptops. Hate it. And got a 7 laptop, a Vista, and then I got an XP. But I don't see any reason to change it just yet. You know what I mean? Because it's not like the XP is pretty stable. If it wasn't, I would go ahead and go to 7. I was Vista, hell no. And I'm not touching 8 because I deal with that all day. And I'm gonna tell you, they got techs that are like computer engineers with like 3 or 4 bachelor's degrees that can't figure out how to work Windows 8. That's how confusing.
The Windows 8 is just crap, and I'm so sorry for any of y'all who get it.
It's just,
I know when I rebuilt this one, they tried to force me into 8, and I was like,
No.
Mm-mm.
Have you seen?
Because they don't sell 7 anymore.
They don't. You can't buy a computer without Windows 8 on it now. If you buy a new one.
And that irritates me. I want the choice.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with 7. 7 works. There's everything wrong with 8.
Let me tell you the very first bad thing about it that they did. Okay, everybody, you have been using browsers for years, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know when you need to type in the URL or the website, for those of you who don't know what URL is, you go up to the top somewhere. No, not in Windows 8. Let's put it at the bottom. Let's put it at the bottom where nobody's looking.
That's not cool.
Let's put it at the bottom because people read from bottom to top, of course.
Oh, that's annoying. That's annoying. All right, so I have this picture up. You got to look at it. Are you looking? Are you looking?
Oh, man.
You got to look. I told y'all. There we go. I'm going to lose my voice this morning yet.
Oh, look at it. You should see how I leaned all close to the screen like I'm going to kiss it.
Isn't it pretty?
Oh.
And there's another picture of it.
Hello. Hello there, little bracelet. Oh, that would match my shoes. Oh, that matches my shoes.
It is $18.95, and it's by Pwn Love.
Why didn't we have that on Pixinista last night?
Because I just found it this morning.
Oh, Ken has. I know who I'm going to ask to buy for me.
Well, I will send you the link, so you can ask somebody to buy that for you.
Because it's my birthday, and that's what I want.
Oh, there we go.
Do go buy it. Okay.
So I send Corey porn and I send Corey jewelry porn. Hey.
Jewelry porn. Gamer jewelry.
I know, right?
It's hot.
It's very hot. It's very, 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 very hot. All right. So let me get to some more news. Let me get one. Here we go. All right. I am going to blow this up and hit play so y'all can see it. All right. So this is Crazy Wheel Rider HD. Yay! It's a new arcade game for iOS devices. Beautiful and simple, Crazy Wheel Rider HD is a fantastic arcade casual game. Squeaky, which apparently is that little squirrel-looking thing. Oh, he is a flying squirrel, has combined Big Trouble by removing the pin of the big wheel of the amusement park. The wheel is now off and rolls free and easy. Help Squeaky to escape from the big wheel to make the People, when you send me press releases, please find somebody who speaks English, because these bad translations are going to kill me this early in the morning. Anyways, you've got to escape from the big wheel, and you're trying to make it as far as possible, jumping quickly from wheel to wheel, hanging with the use of just one finger, and detaching the flight in the right direction to achieve maximum power. All right, so you're kind of trying to fling yourself and fly in the right direction. I think that's what they're trying to say there. Collect the stars and objects that are in your path from city to city, from London to Sydney. Increase your points and your speed so as to not get caught by the big wheel that comes after you. Fly through the city skylines and challenge your friends' skills in the exciting and exhilarating game. Yay! How long will you last before the big wheel gets you? All right. I'm looking for a prize. It had better be free. It's badly translated in 6 different languages. English, French, German, Italian, Spanish. Oh, sorry, 5 different languages, because you know Japanese is the correct one. Each month, the challenge continues with fun new updates. They got leaderboards. Levels are graphically beautiful. It's $1.99 USD for the Universal HD and 99 cents only for the iPhone 3.4. Yay! So this is only for iOS, no Droid love. All right, folks. So anyways, little squirrel flies around. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's kind of cute.
Okay.
Cute.
What the?
I'll be playing it because I don't have iOS. Hey.
I was going to have Ginger show you a trailer of The Army of Two, but they've got it age-gated, which we can get around, of course, but during the daytime, we try not to do such things.
Age-gate? Oh, no.
Yes, but I can tell you about it. Yes, when the stakes are high, risk it all by going double or nothing. Yes. I'm sorry, I had a moment. EA today announced that a downloadable demo, pay attention, people, demo, Army of Two is available on the Xbox Live Marketplace, which is, and it's Army of Two, The Devil's Cartel, which is the next installment of their franchise, which is highly celebrated for its dynamic two-player co-op gameplay and over-the-top blockbuster action. Again, it is available right now on the Xbox Mod. Well, no, I'm sorry, I lie. It's not available now. It will be available March 12th on the Xbox Live Marketplace and the PlayStation Network. In the demo, you'll be able to step into the boots of private military contractors Alpha and Bravo, as they embark on a mission to rescue a kidnapped politician who better be wearing the right color if ZQ77 is playing, because they're going to die if they're not, while defusing an additional hostage situation from the bottom floor of a dangerous drug lab to the rooftops of Skyrise. Alpha and Bravo must infiltrate the cartel's stronghold and overcome hordes of cartel members who are not zombies while trying to work together to survive. With the lives of others on the line, the dynamic duo will need to split up as one player runs into battle face-to-face with their opposition, while the other takes to the sky in a helicopter to man a minigun and provide cover. Okay, I got the helicopter. Complete with epic explosions, massive destruction, and brand new overkill features, gamers will be able to experience the adrenaline and palm-sweating action before the game launches on March 26th. Army of Two, The Devil's Cartel Overkill Edition is also still available to pre-order for at participating retailers or on Origin, which is probably still clogged up from SimCity or The Sims University. Gamers who reserve their copy of the game will receive exclusive masks, outfits, and a highly destructive co-op contract mission and deadly weapons, including the TAH-9. If customers pre-order their copy from GameStop, they will receive the Army of Two Devil's Cartel Hitmaker's Kit, which gives players a chance to play as characters portrayed by music megastars Big Boy and B.O.B. Why would I want to play as him? Along with additional contract mission and custom design gear as well.
Oh, who are you telling to stop it? I do nothing.
I'm talking to you. Stop it. Stop. I'm trying to focus. In the Army of Two Devil's Cartel, players find themselves on the war-torn streets of Mexico as Alpha and Bravo, two ops working for the Tactical Worldwide Operations, two. They fight for justice against dangerous drug cartel. Featuring both online and split-screen co-op, Army of Two, The Devil's Cartel gives players a chance to distinguish themselves from their friends by providing a deeper, more advanced upgrade and customization system. From the mask that protects them in battle to the very weapons that keep them alive, you can customize your own Alpha and Bravo to create the deadliest mercenary team as you see fit. The actual game is launching March 26th and will be available on your PlayStation, your Xbox, I don't believe PC. This product is rated M. M for mature. And mature does not mean mature for your age. You need to be over the age of 18. You can check out armyof2.com for the latest news or follow them on Facebook or Twitter, Army of Two. I would love to show you a trailer. It really is interesting. Army of Two. But I cannot
show you. I was just showing the guys the cover art for it instead.
Oh, how nice of you, Ginger.
Yes.
Oh, look at the Ocarina bracelet. Doom, 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 doom.
Tori's going nuts.
Who is this guy on screen with the America guitar? America.
Well, this is actually the Wounded Warrior Project.
Oh.
And there's a charity that's about to go, about to happen, that's going to help benefit this charity. Bottom Line Guild, I cannot talk this morning, announced its plans to host a 24-hour online gaming marathon to raise money for the Wounded Warrior Project. They're calling it Gamepocalypse 2013. Hey, you cannot use... No, sorry, you got to back out of that Gamepocalypse. It's mine. I did that. Anyway, yeah, all right. This massive gaming event will take place within the virtual worlds of Rift, World of Warcraft, Guild Wars 2, and Planetside 2. Gamers will be participating in events running for 24 hours starting at 12 a.m. Central Standard Time on March 16th. So we've got about 10 days. All proceeds from the Gamepocalypse 2013 event will go directly to charity. Gamepocalypse organizers hope to raise $50,000 for troops when the dust settles. As part of the event, Flesh Eating Zipper will be donating prizes courtesy of Sony Online Entertainment, like Planetside 2 hoodies and t-shirts. Flesh Eating Zipper's senior talentless bum, Rob Morris, is ecstatic for the event. The chance for a bunch of gamers to give back to those who have fought for our safety and freedom was something we couldn't pass up. Where's the sign-up sheet? All right, so other sponsors include BossRigs.com, Rounds Down Range, a number of large gaming guilds will also be participating in an event inside Planetside 2. Those guilds are Agony, Azure Twilight, Black Widow Company, No Nonsense Gamers, Son of Odin, and Z Company. Bottom Line Guild will be doing its heavy lifting in World of Warcraft, Guild Wars 2, and Rift. Yay, that's amazing. I like that. And totally all shout outs to those guilds. So, hey, what's up? Follow me. Twitter, Ginger, 2 R's. Anyway, well, 3, I guess, actually. Only two. I had to think about that. Only 2 R's. GINGIRR. I had to think. How many R's did I put on the end? Because, you know, Twitter did not like what I was trying to put in. Two R's.
Twitter is an odd animal.
So, anyways, that's awesome. That's for a great charity. I love this. You know, everybody's always talking about how, you know, video gamers are horrible people who live in their mother's basements and never see sunlight, and, you know, they all deliver pizza and are virgins.
Pizza?
And...
What? Pizza?
I know, right?
You said something about pizza? What? I don't hear anything after that. Pizza.
But we're not. We're amazing people. This is awesome. This is, I mean, hell, because even like Second Life, you know, which we talk about a lot, has the, what's that charity?
Relay for Life.
Relay for Life that's coming up. And they raise a lot of money every year for that.
We, hopefully next year when it's time to do the, our launch, we kind of jumped in there really late. So this year we're going to be a little bit more prepared. We'll get people.
Well, I didn't hear about it till like 2 days before. So then I was like, hey. Yeah, but I would like to do that again, but have... A little bit more organized, do more stuff.
Yes, we'll be able to next year. Be one fact.
I about died this past time.
Girl, we Baby Nations did not last with you. I was like, I'm going to sit down and...
I know. I was trying to game the entire time. Didn't help that I started like a day early because, you know, Ginger's bright like that.
Well,
anyways.
It's hard for me to stay awake when I am not around other gamers, so we'll have to find something to play together that we can, maybe APB or something like that, we can cause some mayhem.
Yeah, I'm going to APB in a little bit, so yay!
Are you really?
Yeah,
really, Ginger?
Gonna go at APB. God, yeah, I gotta go steal my cars, man. Gotta go steal my cars. I haven't stolen cars in a while. I got to go mug some little old ladies and, you know, get shot at. It'd be great.
You tired of eating devil's wort is what you're saying?
No. I love my devil's wort, but...
I got a fire going, I like to point out.
Yay, Corey finally got a fire going! And yay!
Fish, because I'm going to Boston. Fish. I'm going to fish.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to fish.
I am walking around in my brand new shirt.
Wait a minute.
So,
what happened to my fishing pole is the question.
I don't know.
Heads is gonna roll.
I haven't touched your fishing pole.
My fishing pole be missing.
I didn't touch no fishing pole.
Took my pole, didn't you, Danger?
No. Wasn't me.
My link.
But you know, there's a third person there, and you know, hey.
My link is looking messed up. I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate it at all. I have to go into that accent because that's the only way you can do it. It's the only way, you know, you can, you know, let somebody know you're serious. So you go in that accent, you're serious business. Okay, that crunch is another lie.
So if you're listening, we figured out that we can make lean-tos for you. So if you don't have that skill yet, we can get you out to our little settlement and build you a lean-to that you can claim. Any of you who want to come join us, don't have the skill to build your own lean-to yet, that's fine. Come on out. We'll build one for you.
Yes, we will get you into the town. My tree is missing.
You should try to drink and laugh at the same time. Anyways, are you watching the Twitter? The right. Twitch?
You to open up my link. Gotcha, stole my
link
poll. Yes, I can.
I didn't see you for me. I was like, why? Before you moved on to the next story.
Oh, no, there's my fishing pole, and I don't have to kill nobody. Okay. All right.
And I hope nobody's robbed our place.
No, I think they're getting scared. We're three deep now. They're like, don't mess with them.
Well, I did steal some more stuff yesterday. More storage. And I found a place just, like, not too far away, so I brought their storage back.
Ginger, they don't kill us.
Steal the rest.
You better get that fence built. That's what you do. Get that fence built.
What we need is for one of us to go sell a bunch of stuff and go like 150 silver so we have our settlement.
Girl, don't die. All right, if you're watching Twitch tomorrow, Thursday, Paradox Interactive, one of our favoritest developers who made the game we're talking about, Salem. They're going to be having an event tomorrow. They're going to be showcasing the Showdown Effect, which we told you about, which actually looks very, very interesting. This is a 2D side-scroller multiplayer combat title complete with terrible one-liners and over-the-top explosions. It features Twitch integration. it also features, did you hear me? Built-in Twitch integration so that anyone running and gunning in-game as their favorite action hero stereotype can stream all the explosive action and guitar riffs with just a simple click of a button. But hey.
That's amazing. God, I want to play this. What is this?
I don't know. It's just a video game, right? What should we know about it? Well, Paradox Interactive will be hosting a live stream extravaganza of the Showdown Effect this Thursday, and they'll have special guests, the GD Studio, with them. Who is the GD Studio? Befitting of a 2D movie plot, I can't see. 10 years ago, in 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they did not commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground, and today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. They are. Wow, Salient! Wait a minute, wrong movie. The GD Studio! Those of you who are old enough to get that reference probably went,
Oh, my God, yeah.
The GD Studio will take on Paradox Interactive and Arrowhead Game Studios in a winner-take-all team-based competition, pitting the best of the best against the Special Forces Unit of Action Hero Specialists at Paradox. Not if I play with you. We all going to die. Including a team of Paradox producers, the QA team, and Arrowhead Game Studios' own Ninja Squad, producer Shams Georgiani and Arrowhead CEO Johan Pilstedt. I'm sorry, Smith, will be moderating the action. Barefoot and with glass strewn all over the floor and from atop the Paradox Tower. If y'all have a tower, I'm coming to visit. There'll be four teams, one survivor, all chaos, and way too many cliches. Tune in to Paradox Interactive channel on Twitch this Thursday, preferably not when we're on.
Exactly. I want to play this.
It should be right after.
That music when you play, I have to know this.
What happened?
Does the Showdown Effect actually have that whole waltz music?
I believe so. Okay, of course, they said their teams are going to face off and die hard as they draw first blood for their lethal weapon of choice. Nice, guys.
That's awesome. I want to play this.
The death or die. We'll harass them.
This looks like fun. Oh, my God. And the videos I can make with this. Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute. Is he in? He's in the Twitch room. You did touch my stuff. Oh, blank. Anyway, I'm going to pull about five, or I'm going to cast a spell on you. I'm going to turn you into a frog, and then I'm going to make Frog Getty out of you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love you, Corey. You're so awesome.
I'm hungry. I'm out on the prairie, the plains, whatever you want to call it. Came to the world. I don't understand these engines and their heads.
Oh no.
There's going to be people that are going to call in. We had to appreciate what you said.
Will.
One of
care.
You. So I can say whatever hell I want to say. Thank you.
No kidding, right? No kidding. All right, so my next story. I don't know what to think about this. There's the new Nintendo medal, a new military award for drone pilots, draws still protest. I'm actually pulling this from Yahoo News this morning. The Pentagon's newest military honor, symbolized by a 2-inch bronze medallion, has sparked fierce debate over the nation's growing corps of drone pilots and cyber warriors and how to commend their service, which happens far from an actual battlefield. The Distinguished Warfare Medal, approved by Defense Secretary Leon Panetta last month, is the first military new combat-related medal in nearly 70 years. It's intended to recognize extraordinary contributions to combat operations by a service member from afar and will rank as the 8th highest individual award behind the Medal of Honor. But the placement of a new medal in ahead of the Bronze Star and Purple Heart, which are given for valor in the line of fire, has created, quite a few irritated people. Critics have called it the Cherbourg Medal, the Nintendo Medal, Distance Warfare Medal, and the Purple Buttocks. Okay. All right, I'm going to go out there. Military family. These people, they have a job. And if they do it well, they deserve to be commended. So suck it up, people. Just because you don't like the fact or you cannot understand the fact that technology is the growing power in the world does not mean that we should, stay in the dark ages. I happen to like electricity and light. You want to go start your little fire in your cave? That's great.
They did a documentary about that on one of these nature channels of what it would actually look like if we had no light. We're so used to seeing it, we don't realize just how dark it really is when there is no light, no moon. There's no light coming from a neighboring city even. It's just dark.
Exactly. So you know what? These guys and women did their job, did their duty. They deserve a medal if they did something that, gets them qualified for the medal. It's not... I just don't like it, people. Get over
right.
it. That's the way the war is going, the way it should. Honestly, I think we should just have battle bots and battle it out. Whoever's battle bot wins, they win the war.
And
no lives taken. Battle bot.
And there you go. That's how I feel about it. And yeah. I see that farming simulator game. I'm trying not to look at it. Okay.
Don't look directly at it, Corey. Don't do it.
Gabe Newell, who is apparently, according to this picture,
talking again.
Yeah, according to this picture, looks like he's been eating good stuff because he's starting to slim down. And, I don't know how to tell you this, but he's actually kind of cute underneath all that. He's kind of cute.
I'm going to need a picture because I did see a picture recently where he shaved that awful beard off. That's a different guy.
Oh, well, I like him with the beard to be with, I'm going to slim down just a little bit. You don't need to slim all the way down, just a little bit. You need to be able to see the face a little more. Okay, so anyway. Gabe really revealed some information about the Steam Box in an interview.
sorry, August on the Twitch.
Did he say something?
He said, Ginger said you'd kill me, so I stay away.
We'll be in here all day now for the next 48 hours. Uh-huh. 48 hours, I'm just going to be in here. All right, so anyway, Gabe released some information about the Steam Box in an interview with the BBC at the British Academy of Film and Television Arts, BAFTA. He said, we'll be giving out some prototypes to customers to gauge their reactions, I guess, in the next 3 to 4 months. He told the BBC reporter, it's the openness and flexibility of a PC done in a way that makes it work well in the living room. Oh, come on. There are noise issues and heat issues, and being able to do that stuff while offering a powerful enough gaming experience is the challenge in building it. Newell also said that Valve is continuing to work on controllers for the Steam Box and experimenting with biometrics in order to improve the game experience. He says if you think of a game like Left 4 Dead, which was trying to put you in a sort of horror movie, if you don't change the experience of what the player is actually feeling, then it stops being a horror game. He noted the possibility of the game being aware of the player's response to the action in order to change what the game does to increase desired player emotion. I don't think that's a good idea, Gabe. It sounds fun, but what if the emotion is to create a heightened sense of something in somebody who has a bad heart? That's not a good idea.
No, it's not.
Newell noted that the new generation of consoles coming up is also based on the PC architecture, which he feels is a good thing. After you talk bad about Microsoft, huh? The nice thing is that all the consoles are moving in the direction of PCs. It's great to see that that's occurring. Gabe, I like that you think outside the box sometimes, but sometimes you're so far out the box, you are in another box. Stop it.
So far outside the box, you're in another box.
He is. A whole different kind of box.
All right.
A box that
has bars.
It has bars, or it has a jacket. You know those special jackets that make you hug yourself because you love yourself.
With the silver buckles in the back, man, those are so fashionable right now.
Yes, I want one.
You need one.
Can I get?
I love you, Corey. Don't get me.
Can I get in purple?
No way, man. You want it in the whole, you know, pink cheetah.
You know what? I know what you're talking about. Wrong. Gotta listen to last night's show to get that joke reference.
I know, right? oh, my God. All right. So, moving on before I get in trouble. Smash Muck Champions heads for Steam Beta over at PAX East. Oh, God, PAX East is coming up. Ready to get smashed? Indie developer Kiss Studios announces today that it's Madcap Multiplayer Online Battle Arena. Smash Muck Champions is going to be entering a Steam closed beta on March 22nd. It kicks off the studio's participation at PAX East. Throughout the show, PAX attendees can stop by Kiz's booth, which is going to be number 508, or free play sessions in the PC LAN area to get hands-on with a special Smash Muck PAX East demo. You can even meet the game's creators and receive beta keys. Oh, yes, and you know what else? Free swag! Swag! Seriously, to get some swag, send it to me. To learn all about what Kiz is up to at PAX, which includes the No Monkey Should Have a Chainsaw East Coast version panel. Oh, good Lord. All right. So there is a video, which I'm showing y'all right now. Smash Muck Champions combines action, skill, and strategy with fast battles and intense action. In the bone-crushing combat during the show, attendees can challenge each other for PAX dominance over 5 different arenas and game modes, as well as test out the brand new crafting system. Using the crafting system, players can build new weapons and character skins for fan favorites like Brutus and his massive sword. Oh, good Lord, my brain is still thinking about last night. Anyways, and the champ created by fans at PAX Prime, Dr. Jennifer, the transforming robot shark with lasers. Oh, my God, sharks should always have
giant
lasers.
Giant freaking lasers. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Attendees also have a chance to be part of the indie game design during the No Monkey Should Have a Chainsaw East Coast Version panel. Whew, all right, so that happens on March 22nd at 8:30 p.m. The team will be giving gamers the chance to design the next official Smash Muck champ during a live session in the Arachnid Theater. That's awesome. That's so cool. Kind of wish I were going to PAX East now.
Okay, we can make that happen.
But, you know what? I'm glad to see.
We can.
I got to see what my glasses are. That'd be cool.
Did you say your glasses or your class?
Classes.
Oh, you can do that from there. Go ahead. Like you'd get it done, though.
I know, right? I'm fine, Mr. Teacher. I was drunk and...
No, I was trying to play. I was trying to play Smash Muck is what I was trying to do.
Oh, yeah. That's right. All right. So I am playing the video that you just handed me.
All right. The Game Baker's Combo Crew comes out soon. Yes, mobile games developer The Game Bakers are revealing their next game, Combo Crew, a pocket-sized beat-em-up that combines innovative...
Oh, no, it's so violent. It's going to make kids want to fight gross hells.
It combines innovative touch gameplay with good old-fashioned brawling. This action-packed game from the team behind the critically acclaimed Squids and Squids Wild West will release simultaneously for iOS and Droid devices this coming spring. If you're out at PAX East, they said stop on by. You can do a little testing, play a little bit. In Combo Crew, a trio of heroes face off against hordes of enemies to fight their way to the top of the tower where they're being held hostage. One hero falls, and another can take over to climb to the floors and advance the crew toward freedom. Inspired by the best of the arcade-era brawlers, Combo Crew puts a modern spin on a classic beat-em-up gameplay with quick sessions, solo, and co-op game modes. A tower level structure and an endless mode. And it's the first mobile browser with cross-platform asynchronous gameplay, so friends can rescue and revive each other from anywhere, no matter
that
where.
That is so
thing.
Cool.
Yeah, I like that. See, that's where we get to the gaming utopia. Let's all play together.
I know, right?
Ah. Okay, so they said with this particular game, they wanted to bring back the spirit of the old console beat-em-ups, the one where you used to play on the couch with your buddies, in a way that makes sense on modern platforms. The game Baker's creative combo meter, creative director, I'm sorry, game said he wanted it to be games like Street Fighter and Final Fight, which require a D-pad controller, but that doesn't make sense for touch devices. He said, so we challenged ourselves to make a brawler with the really good touch controls, and we're pretty sure we pulled it off. Combo Crew's intuitive interface combines highly responsive controls with exciting tactile gameplay, swipe to attack, tap to counter, and two-finger swipe to unleash combo streaks unique to your character's martial arts style. When your super combo meter is full, you can trigger special moves, racking up massive high scores in the process. Of course, if you're watching the trailer, you're seeing how that all works anyway. It'll be available on the App Store and Google Play again during the spring leading up to launch day. You can also check them out on Combo Crew on Facebook and at The Game Bakers. If you are being lazy and you're like, I won't remember that and I don't want to have to find it, just pop over to our Facebook page and see what we like today.
That is cute. I like it. When my tablet makes it back over here, I may have to grab it.
Rawr.
That looks really kind of cool.
How come I'm not seeing nothing?
Oh, because Ginger did not share her screen the entire time. Oh, my God. All right, so I'm going to just put this up here. See, it's so pretty.
Like, it sounds interesting, but I don't see nothing.
Oh, man.
It sounds interesting, but I don't see nothing.
You know, live show every day, folks. Ginger's going to make at least one boo-boo. At least one.
Okay, you know what? I got to have that, you know, because it looks like
It reminds me of Street Fighter. I was about to say that when you actually mentioned it, so.
Street Fighter, but, oh, God, what was that game? And I love this. Streets of Rage. That's what it looks like.
Never played that one.
Oh, girl, you got to play Streets of Rage. That's one of the first times we had a girl in the game. She had this little denim miniskirt, and she does this flip over the head that they stole in Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
When they put Cammy in, yeah, when she flips over their head, then she flips them back over her with her skirt on, and you never see anything.
That's hot. Being able to be, you know, all fours of badass and not show anything.
And fashionable, because, you know,
exactly. Oh, yeah, totally. See, this looks like fun. I could play this.
I like how he's showing how it works on all platforms. You know, this is another tablet.
Yeah.
And it is very intuitive. It is very intuitive. Mm-hmm. I could see that. I could, you know.
It's bad. I'm trying to look.
It's bad as
anyway, you. I was looking at his reflection on the screen, wondering if he saw it.
Oh, my God. Ginger.
I know, right? I know. I'm awful. I know this. I own up to it.
Bad Ginger.
You still love me?
Of course we love you.
Yes, you do. Yes,
like
you
cooked
do.
Food.
Like cooked food?
Love you like cooked food. Raw food is nasty.
That is true. That is true. Raw food, not good. All right. So, let's talk about Election Thief. I know we've talked about this before a couple of weeks ago. Am I still sharing the screen? Let me make sure. Yep, okay, good. Whew. All right, so the elections in Kenya might be over, but the thief who stole the votes is still at large in Election Thief. Hold on, let me turn that down a little bit. That's kind of louder than I thought it was going to be in my ear. Anyways, the elections in Kenya might be over. Doo-doo-doo, are you ready? Kenya is not known for its abundance of independent game developers, but Nairobi-based University of Games is committed to making its mark in the industry. The studio's launch title, Election Thief, is based around Omu, an ordinary citizen on a mission to catch the thief who stole the election votes. Oh, no!
That dirty, dirty scoundrel.
Yes. Chaos and disaster looms should you fail in aiding Omu and his quest through 75 immersive and addicting levels across 15 chapters that offer a variety of rewards. In this highly entertaining and very addictive platform game, you must jump from platform to platform to capture the thief, but your task is made harder as opponents are doing their very best to make you fail. Featuring challenging levels and plenty of obstacles such as machetes, spears, and even boulders thrown at you, this action-packed Android title, has plenty of excitement. Will you become hero of the day and save the elections? Are you up to the task? Election Thief has a compelling story and a very dramatic conclusion, but only if you're good enough to reach the end. The game's built-in practice mode is ideal to introductory players, and experienced players will have their hands full in story mode. Awesome. So is this free? It is a free. It is a free download. It's on Google Play and the Amazon App Store right now. And again, it is called Election Thief. So if you want to grab it, check it out. I'm going to have to check it out just because, I mean, these guys are from Kenya. So that's...
Oh, yeah, I remember we talked about that. I think we were saying that before. Amazing that they're...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you really don't hear about many developers from there.
Many? We heard about any. I think this will be...
Yeah, so this is kind of cool. Way to go, guys. I may check it out.
I like that they picked to make a political statement. Election year.
Exactly. See, not all gaming is bad, people. Stop with the whole gaming is evil.
Gaming bad.
Take my controller!
Uh-oh, Ginger, you cut out. I don't know what she said, but y'all better run. She went up in the high register.
I said they can have my controller when they pry from my cold, dead fingers.
Yes, I will be taking your controller.
Don't you dare. Don't you even think of it. That's mine. Mm-mm.
Oh, got a sneezy going on. Okay, so
thank
I got
you.
More. Thank you, Tanko. Okay, I got a...
wow.
Sorry. Okay, so I'm going to...
Who's invading our show? Anyways,
Who's invading our show?
I said Toddly Doo is invading our show.
You are the only Toddly Doo on this show.
I'm so cute, though. Right, so anyways...
Wait, I got time for one more before we go. Yes, I'm
okay.
What was that?
That was my phone. That was my phone going off. People need to not be calling me during the show.
Yeah, that scared me. I was like, oh, my God, what happened? Did somebody hit somebody?
No.
Ginger, I'm going to give you this link. Yeah, we'll give you this link.
Give me a link.
Give you that their link, and you go ahead. Wait a minute. Why is that window still open? Okay, let me give you this link so you can go ahead and put this up while I run this down real quick. This is just a link to the actual game that I'm about to tell you about on the Android Play Store. We would do the App Store, but I'm not speaking to them today. All right, because we may have to break up App Store. We'll talk to you.
Uh-oh.
This is something so cute because it's for the babies. It's funny Ginger said babies. ABC Coloring Town.
Oh, I like that it knows that this is already... Not compatible. No, it is. Oh, it is compatible. Never mind.
We can't see anything on screen, by the way, Ginger. You're not sharing.
Yeah, it's up. I'm looking at it.
Do y'all see anything? Because I see nothing. Okay, there it went, finally. All right. Give us some screenshots, would you dare, lady? Independent game developer Encinasoft is announcing the release of their game ABC Coloring Town across multiple platforms, developed specifically for younger preschool babies and kindergartners.
Aww.
Yes, this is a highly unique interactive coloring book. Interactive coloring book, people. See, let me explain. Interactive coloring book means no colors, means they're not coloring on the wall. It's available for iOS, Google Play, Amazon, and the Mac App Store. On the iOS, it is exclusively available only for the iPad. So sorry, mamas, papas, it won't work on your phone. ABC Coloring Town, they're saying, is unlike anything your little one has seen in the past. Best experienced and played by using a tablet, of course. This easy-to-use and intuitive title takes the little people through a fantasy village of 26 houses, where each door features a letter that is pronounced when it's tapped, teaching them how to pronounce it and to recognize it, the sound that goes with it. Beautiful graphics, wonderful effects will keep the little ones mesmerized as the open doors takes your child to picture coloring mode, where fill and draw tools are available. I don't like fill. They should have to draw all the time. And ready to use, the coloring mode also uses a palette of 16 colors, or comes with a palette of 16 colors, and I'm sure they'll probably microtransaction you into a couple more. Each picture is related to an English word that starts with a letter on the door, a word that is illustrated as an outline, allowing your child to fill and color in those as well. ABC Coloring Town was designed in such a way that children will be encouraged to explore the entire village by coloring each picture behind the door. Not only is the game a lot of fun and entertaining and immersive, it also teaches English letter pronunciation and basic English words. How cool is that? Is that not cool? Ginger, did we lose you?
No, I was blowing my nose, and that is so cool. So cool. Seriously, this weather going back and forth is killing me.
You and me.
That's so neat. I was sitting here flipping through the pictures. It's very cool.
We got 2 minutes.
I can kind of see why it doesn't have the drawing. Little kids that age aren't really going to have the motor function too well, especially to control a mouse. Now, unless you had, like, the whole little bamboo pad where you actually have the stylus that you draw.
Well, mine could.
But yeah, well, yours is like baby genius, so.
We started at 8 months.
That is amazing. That is amazing. But this is cute. I like this. Is this free?
It doesn't say. It does not
say. No, it's 99 cents. It's 99 cents to buy.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Put them in the back of the car. Shut up.
Exactly. Hand them your, your iPad or whatever. That is too cool. I like this. I think I may be seeing if I can't purchase this for my nephews.
Yes, I'm sure their mother will love you. You only have to buy one. Look how cool that is. You only have to buy one because they both can use it.
I wonder if it plays on their Kindle Fire.
It says Amazon, so I'm pretty sure it does.
That's awesome. Then I may have to buy this for my nephews because my sister gave them a Kindle Fire a couple of weeks ago.
Hot. The baby's got a Kindle Fire. All right, mm-hmm. We are out of here. I think we're already off air, actually, but we will see you guys bright and early tomorrow and then again tomorrow night. Remember, it is still sex all week here at GCR.
Yeah, baby.
So we'll be talking about some other stuff and trying to stay on topic. I think we got a little sidetracked. We got a lot sidetracked. Woo! But it was good. It was good sidetrack.
Well, I was trying to look at things and pull things up, and oh, my gosh, yeah.
Oh, my God, bad ginger. We'll see you guys later.
She don't be bad in the night.
She's
good. She's good. Everything.